I made an oral and written submission myself. Well, Fred was involved as well. I made the oral submission to the High Court. And basically what we said was that it could take 4 or 5 years for a Supreme Court hearing to be held. And we argued that under the Aarhus Convention, the process should be timely. And it certainly wasn't timely, because we said to the court that it was over 1,000 days since we'd submitted our original request to NAMA. And that we also argued that NAMA had behaved tactically to try and delay the process. They really didn't act in good faith. We argued that it was constantly just denying, we're not a public authority, we're not entertaining any aspect of this request. And
there's only one issue.
It's only one issue, which is and includes.
Yeah.
And that's really it.
And not about whether the information is environmental information or an exemption.
Yeah, because we haven't even tackled all of those issues yet. Like, what is environmental information? Is the stuff I'm looking for environmental information?
Yeah.
That would end up in the High Court. That would end up in the Supreme Court. So that whole process could take quite a lot. And it's worth remembering as well that NAMA has a shelf life. It's supposed to be wound up by 2020. So
we made the point, because in Anglo, it actually was liquidated before there was even a resolution.
Yeah. The other case actually is over, because Anglo was liquidated in its entirety. So so we also made the point, and this is to do with Danske Bank, a previous case, about how you do relative prejudices when it applies to stays being granted or not granted. So we said that we would be prejudiced if the stay was granted, because we'd have to wait 4 or 5 years for our request to be answered. NAMA wouldn't be prejudiced, because they could just answer the requests in the meantime, pending the appeal to the Supreme Court. The court refused to grant the stay. The same judge came back and said, guys, there is much administrative armory available to NAMA to protect itself from requests which relates to something other than environmental information, a request that is too broad, a request that invades financial competence. It seems to me that an organisation as resourced and staffed as NAMA should be well capable of protecting itself from any unreasonable or unlawful requests, and no argument has been made that irreparable harm would be done to NAMA if it answers the request in circumstances where it transpires that it was not a public authority. Obviously, it would have put to the trouble and expense of answering the request, but given the capacity of the organisation, such disadvantages is one it can easily absorb. I should also add that if it transpires that Mr. Sheridan's request does relate to environmental information as defined, and if it further transpires that none of the exceptions apply, it will be open to NAMA at that stage to renew its application for a stay in the Supreme Court, should it feel that giving that information will cause irreparable harm. My view is that NAMA suffers no harm from processing the application, at least to the point of discovering what information, if any, must be disclosed. So the judge just says, guys, you didn't handle the request in the first place in a proper way. You should, basically, when I sent the request originally, just said, not a public authority, and they went no further. But the judge is more or less saying now they should have done it differently. They should have at least entertained the possibility of, do we hold environmental information? Is it possible? What types of environmental information are we likely to hold? So NAMA appealed the stay judgment to the Supreme Court. So now we have two Supreme Court appeals, where NAMA is saying we don't like the stay judgment and we don't like the original judgment, so we're doing both at the Supreme Court. This was motioned this morning before the Supreme Court, and they've granted an adjournment for 4 weeks, because I'm here, I think. But I had a guy there in the court today acting on my behalf who just kind of said, I'm representing Mr. Sheridan, he's not here, he can't be here today, so we're waiting another 4 weeks, and I'll be in front of, I think it was 4 judges in the Supreme Court today,